In a democratic republic like the United States, the government is supposed to serve the people. But what happens when that system starts working against us instead of for us? Government overreach when officials use their power in ways that go beyond what's allowed can threaten personal freedoms, reduce trust, and even tip the balance toward tyranny. In recent years, more Americans are waking up to the signs that both political parties have strayed from representing the people. Whether it's censorship, surveillance, forced mandates, or economic manipulation, the risks are real. But you don't need to sit back and watch it happen. You can stand up legally, peacefully, and powerfully. Here's how. Recognizing overreach. Government overreach happens when officials go beyond their legal power. This can show up in many ways, including increased surveillance, new laws that limit freedom, or regulations that strip away rights. It doesn't always come with flashing lights. Sometimes, it's passed quietly in legislation or buried in court decisions. To stay alert, you need to pay attention to new laws. Watch for bills being passed at the local, state, and federal level. Many laws are introduced with good intentions but have hidden consequences that limit freedom. Sites like congress.gov let you follow legislation and see how your representatives vote Supreme Court decisions. The Supreme Court's job is to interpret the Constitution. When a ruling seems to stretch the meaning of the Constitution to support more control or fewer freedoms, that's a red flag. These rulings affect everything from property rights to gun ownership. Knowing what the court decides helps you see where power is growing or shrinking. Executive orders. Presidents can issue executive orders, but these should not replace actual laws made by Congress. Be cautious of orders that bypass public debate. Presidents and governors sometimes issue orders during emergencies. Some are necessary, but many stick around long after the crisis is over. You don't need to be a lawyer to understand when something feels off. Ask yourself, does this new rule take power away from individuals and give it to the government? If the answer is yes, it's worth looking into further. Knowing your rights. Your best defense against government overreach is knowing your rights, especially the ones written into the U.S. Constitution. These aren't privileges the government gives you. They're protections that are meant to limit what the government can do. Here are five of the most important amendments in the Bill of Rights every citizen should know. 1. First Amendment, freedom of speech, religion, the press, assembly, and petition. This means you can speak out, protest peacefully, and question your leaders. 2. Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. This is not just about self-defense but about ensuring the people can resist tyranny if needed. 3. Fourth Amendment, protection against unreasonable searches and seizures. The government cannot enter your home or take your property without a warrant. 4. Fifth Amendment, the right to due process and protection from self-incrimination. You have the right to remain silent and to be treated fairly by the legal system. 5. Tenth Amendment, powers not given to the federal government are reserved to the states or the people. This reinforces the idea of limited central power. 6. 14th Amendment, guarantees equal protection under the law and due process from state governments. Understanding these rights is the first step. The next step is enforcing them. If your rights are being violated, you can challenge it legally, join civil rights organizations, or use public platforms to raise awareness. Knowledge gives you the power to push back lawfully and effectively. How do you enforce your rights? You enforce your rights by knowing them, exercising them, and defending them. This means refusing illegal searches unless there's a warrant, speaking out against censorship peacefully, protesting unjust policies, voting with knowledge, not emotion, taking legal action when rights are violated. Remember, rights only protect you if you use them. Silence and inaction allow overreach to grow, separating the government from self. One of the biggest mistakes people make is thinking their political party can do no wrong. Whether you vote Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Progressive, Independent, or something else, you should always remember this: power corrupts, and that corruption doesn't care about party lines. Both sides of the aisle have a history of expanding government power. One administration may push surveillance under the name of security. Another may limit economic freedom in the name of equity. And in every case, you, the citizen, are the one who loses rights while politicians gain control. Don't fall for the distractions. Boogeymen are often created to keep you scared and divided. While you're busy arguing with your neighbor about culture war issues, politicians are signing deals, making profits, and expanding their influence without your consent. It's common to align yourself with a political party, but it's important to remember that government overreach isn't tied to one side or the other. Both major parties have supported laws or policies that restrict freedoms. That means you should not blindly support actions just because they come from your preferred party. Instead, focus on principles, not party. Ask questions like, does this law limit individual freedom? Does it give the government more control over personal decisions? Does it violate the Constitution? When you separate your identity from a political party, you give yourself more power to judge what is right and wrong based on values and facts. That mindset helps protect you from being manipulated by partisan politics and keeps your focus on liberty, justice, and accountability. Stay alert. Stay focused. Hold all leaders accountable, no matter the letter next to their name. Money and politics. One of the biggest threats to freedom in a democratic republic is not always obvious, it's money and politics. Over the last several decades, big donors, corporations, and lobbying groups have taken a bigger role in shaping what gets passed, who gets elected, and how power is used. Here's what happens: a corporation gives millions to a candidate. That candidate wins and supports laws that benefit the corporation. The public is left with higher costs, fewer choices, and less say in how the system works. This isn't just a theory, it's been proven over and over. Studies show that laws often reflect the interests of the wealthy and well-connected, not everyday people. That means if you want your voice heard, you can't just hope someone else will speak up. You need to vote in local elections, where your voice carries the most weight. Support campaign finance reform, transparency, and term limits. Join or donate to causes that align with your values, not political parties, but issues-based movements that work to reduce corruption. Call, write, and visit your representatives, they work for you. The louder and more informed you are, the harder it is for them to ignore you. Surveillance and privacy. One of the clearest signs of overreach is the rise of government surveillance. Companies like Palantir and other data analytics firms work with government agencies to track behavior, monitor communications, and collect data on citizens. Many of these systems are presented as tools for national security, but in practice, they create a world where you are always being watched. You may be giving up your privacy without even realizing it. When you click I agree on an app's terms of service, you could be handing over your location, contacts, messages, and more. This data can then be accessed by government partners or third parties. To protect yourself, limit use of apps that track your data. Use encrypted messaging services. Understand your digital footprint. Read privacy policies before signing up for online services. Be aware that the free services you use often come at the cost of your privacy. If we allow this to continue unchecked, we may reach a point where privacy is nothing more than a memory. Living in a democratic republic means we, the people, have the power. But that power can only be preserved if we are aware, educated, and willing to act. Tyranny doesn't always arrive with tanks and soldiers. Sometimes it comes with paperwork, polite language, and promises of safety. Don't fall for it. Stay alert. Know your rights. Refuse to be divided by political labels. Understand the role of money and power in shaping the laws. And most importantly, protect your privacy in a world that is becoming more watched by the day. Freedom is not guaranteed. It must be defended.